Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society live from Londinium. Germanicus and Gaius, speaking of the empire in the 21st century, the Roman Empire, all tricked up to reflect our foundations. But they have some twists that the British Empire came up with that are worthwhile. And the British Empire came up with some twists borrowing from the French, who fancied themselves our inheritors. And I believe the Venetians and a bevy of dukes in Italy fancied themselves in Roman inheritors. It's a tradition, but the Americans these days have the mantle on their shoulders. The optimates, we refer to them as the Senate in our time. They went to all the right schools. Let me give you an example. There's an optimate in California representing Hollywood and Beverly Hills. You can't get more optimate than that. You're a state senator representing Beverly Hills. You didn't know they had one. Well, they do. The Americans are thorough. His name is Ben Allen. Santa Monica High School, Harvard, Cambridge, I believe Harvard Law School as well, and then serving on the school board. A young man, very handsome, open blue shirt, and everything you want in an optimates. And yet he represents a party that now, according to the Quinnipiac poll, which is a poll in the East Coast of the United States, very useful because it reflects the big blue cities. According to that poll, most recently, the optimates come in with a 19% approval rating and sinking. 19%. Now, translate that. That means you lose in every instance. You lose, you lose, you lose. That means that a man who pretends to be a Marxist is going to be the next mayor of New York. That's what it means. Okay. Now, my case to you, Germanicus, is this. I don't want the optimates to disappear. We might have gone too far in our understanding of the genius of the Gracchi. There might be too much populism going on. It's become extremely popular. And to turn the screw a little bit, the optimates' near disappearance, they don't even show up for rational debate anymore. They make wild statements. You tell me on the television. I don't watch the television. It's too modern for me. They make wild statements, but we might have gone too far because we have our characters in the plebeian lot, the equus class plebeian, you know, the populace. We have characters, characters that are untethered to reality or history or facts, making claims that are preposterous. And I think that there's reason to believe the optimates' weakness is encouraging the more creative parts of the populist party. How do you measure the optimates' disappearance? Is it something that will reverse itself? Are they the Whigs of the 21st century, Germanicus?
It's important to remember that the transition, which is always ultimately a kind of transformation from republic to empire, means in practical terms that a group of aristocrats, nobles, elites, who basically run everything, that's the government, that's politics, and it may not be collegial, it may be very bitterly contested, but they are a like-minded group who are used to running things as a group. And the rise of the plebs of the, you know, vox populi, led by a strong man, has sort of forever changed the very structure of politics now. And what we saw with Rome is that you had a succession of strong men who lasted a few years, and then were either killed or or died off in the case of Julius Caesar, of course, assassinated in the Senate. But once you had the emergence of an imperial institution under Augustus, the Senate and the optimates were now completely beholden to him. And they still had influence. They were extraordinarily rich, and they filled offices. They were, you know, governors of the most important provinces, et cetera, et cetera. But they were no longer able to wheel and deal and form factions that could lead the republic. And the Democrats haven't figured out, or I should say Blue, hasn't figured out how to operate in this new system. And part of the problem with a kind of oligarchic system as an oligarchic republic, like Venice was, but also Rome, is that it doesn't produce real leaders. And of course, Mr. Trump came from, as they say, left field. He was not part of the system. He didn't go through the cursus honorum, meaning the pathway that young man out in Beverly Hills made, culminating in Harvard Law and then being anointed with an office and then going on from there. That isn't him. He is the tribal leader of the people, or a good chunk of the people. And that transforms the very subculture of the elites. So the elites now, in an imperial system, compete for favor and office and influence through FaceTime with the emperor. They become his favorites. So they go out and say things and present themselves in ways that will get his attention and his approval. And many of the leaders now in red are people who have caught his eye, like the current Secretary of Defense, for example. And so you end up with not just a populist leadership, but with a leadership that's really centered around the person of the emperor, and it's very different from a monarchical model, because it's much more fluid, it's much looser. It's the kind of thing you would see, for example, in Napoleon's period, and how politics worked during the short period of the French Empire. And so that's where we are right now, and the Democrats haven't been able to figure out exactly what has happened and why this transformation has occurred, and what they need to do to create some kind of countervailing competitive force in politics. They have no pathway. Their pathways to personal power were very ritualized and were really cemented down. I mean, it literally was Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and all of the rules and customs that went along with the manners, the mores of a closed ruling society. And now they can't break out of that. And so you're getting this a counterpoint between an old aristocracy that has failed. You know, you could also look at the Ancien Régime in France or the English aristocracy before the English Civil War, and they don't have the capacity to see their own situation and see what they need to do to get with the new program. So it's going to be a while for them. And I think what they're going to try to do is find a kind of alternative, competitive tribal leader, but they'll do it in a very sort of insensitive, structured way that will not be authentic, and therefore it's going to take a long while for them to get back to that. They thought they had everything sewn up. They thought their establishment would rule. And when Mr. Trump came in as the vox populi, the voice of the people, they spent, as we now know, 10 years doing anything, whether it was not legal or criminal, to get rid of him. And they thought they could succeed. And when they didn't, he came back stronger. And now you truly do have, at least at the moment, a kind of imperial system. And they are helpless to find their own way.
I observe that it might not just be the strength of the plebs. Might also be the choices made by the optimates, thinking we're not listening. Germanicus, Mamdani, that's the hottest property the optimates have right now.
He's a Savonarola type, though, and that's why all of the top, you know, counts and dukes of the Democrat establishment are so frantic,
and that will get him elected. They're doing to him what they did to Trump, getting him elected.
Yeah, exactly. And frankly, for the Democrats to move ahead, they need to elect this guy because they're going to need to go through the process of being able to discard that approach. Once it turns into a debacle, they'll be free of it and they'll be able to come up with something else. But right now, the old establishment has no claim on its own. It isn't that they don't just have lost their claim on many of the constituencies that were always reliably blue. They've also lost their claim on the progressives, their own progeny, you know, the young Harvard law types, for example.
Let me talk about Ben Allen. He has a bill that he's putting on pause, a bill for the state legislature. I saved this. You'll like this, Germanicus. The bill is to purchase land that's been damaged by fire, Pacific Palisades and Eaton fires. 7,000 homes were reduced to ashes and a handful of building sites starting again after months. All right. To buy land from the brokenhearted landowners who can't continue to pay a mortgage of a crater, and to make that not only affordable housing, which you might excuse on the basis of the fact that people who work for the well-to-do of the Pacific Palisades can't afford to live there.
Right.
So housing for them. But 40% of that affordable housing for the homeless of Los Angeles. Germanicus, I was breathless when I read that part.
That is breathtaking.
And then I read that somebody had suggested to Mr. Allen that maybe that was premature. And so he put a pause on the bill. A pause. He didn't withdraw it. He paused it. Now, that's a hot property in the optimates world.
Oh, yeah.
And the optimates believe that policy that's on pause is going to bring back the public. That's their policy. It's now my additional twist is that is so completely deaf to the American people. That's not even an 80-20 issue. What is that? It's 105 to whatever. I mean, it's you're going to build homeless housing next to multimillionaires in the Pacific Palisades. All right. So what we have here is the possibility that the Republican Party, the plebs, are being encouraged to be just as wacky. That worries me. Should it?
Yes. Well, it will for this reason, is that you're going to get people who are just, in their own way, just as incapable of exercising good judgment and measured analysis of what needs to be done. And they're going to be tied to the people, and their vagaries and their excitement. And, you know, the whole media itself now is desperate to get attention. So it has to build up conflict and anxiety and anger in order to get and hold its viewers. So the politicians of red are going to play to that. They're playing to the crowd, and it will tend to heighten the sense of everything being out of control.
You just said to me that we need to move to Nero, because what we have here is a self-destruction on both parties. Well, I'll explain when we continue. Germanicus and Gaius in Londinium, surrounded by retired centurions, and a beautiful summer's evening. The Thames is gorgeous. The city is at peace. We're very far from Rome. We're enjoying our conversation with our second cup of wine. We're going on to an Aristophanes comedy. I understand that's a paradox, but we're going to do it anyway. It's a karaoke playhouse tonight, where people are going to take roles that perhaps aren't appropriate for them, but it's going to be entertaining. Try to make Aristophanes, he calls it a comedy. I don't understand where the laughter is, but we'll do that later. When we come back, Nero, he murders his mother, who, by the way, murdered her first husband, Claudius, but that's okay. He murders his mother, and then he spends his nights mourning her loss because he misses the conversation. When we come back, Nero in the 21st century. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, live from Londinium.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.